Nick, you had a big weekend, the closing of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes. You ended up at the Cherry Bar and Warwick Capper was DJing.
He was. I was very excited. I was about to leave. I was at a venue a couple doors down, Basement Comedy Club, and on the way out, a mate of ours, comedian Luke Heggie, said, "I heard news. Warwick Capper is in Cherry Bar tonight."
The
and I
whiz.
Thought, we have to go. The Cappuccino's on the decks.
Who refers to you as Ned Kelly, doesn't actually know
Whiskers.
Your real name.
G'day, Whiskers.
And he did reveal that his new business venture, which was...
Westminster Secrets.
A brothel.
Yep.
In Wheelers Hill, is that right?
No, Oakley.
Oakley.
Oakley. He sold it, but we thought, well, let's actually confirm this and get him on the line.
Don't know if he wanted me to say it, but too late, Wiz.
We'll find out.
He'll tell us, don't worry.
Let's just ask him what's going on in his life. Let's call, type in the digits. Will he answer?
It's $100 to answer.
Warwick Capper! It's Fifi, Feb and Nick!
Hey, go, mate!
Cappuccino!
I'm just in the spa. Are you a Bill?
Are you serious? Are you in the spa?
Yeah, with Hard Barker. You'll be outy.
Capper across the news.
Capper,
I like
how would you go if you were doing something up on stage and a baby was crying? How would you go with that?
I'd love it. I've done 5 million shows. I'd include in the show.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine you'd do
Capper
that.
Would have gone out and done a specky on the mum and gotten everyone to take photos.
I would have gone, Capper, you kicked 100, not like 1099, but the Hall of Fame, you'll be okay.
Hey, Wiz, how are you, mate? Now, Cody did see you're at the Cherry Bar doing a little bit of DJing on Saturday night.
Yeah, I saw Whiskers came in. It was good. I saw Ned Kelly. No one knew him, but I stole the show for an hour.
And he said that you, what's happened with your brothel? What's going on?
I asked him.
Yeah, we sold that. A Chinese guy bought it and they're calling it Capper Chopper Armas now. So I'll move on to the next one in Box Hill. Buy one there.
Oh, you're getting another one?
Yeah.
Did you make any money off it or what?
Oh, we did it right, mate. Yeah, I think it probably even did it right, yeah.
That's good.
Did you want to sell it? I thought this was your new career.
You just did all the ads on Instagram.
Oh, we're going to buy one a year, just break even. We're happy with that. Give something back to the public.
What sort of cash did you make, though? Come on.
About even, mate, so we did all right.
Even?
Yeah, we did all right, mate.
What was the point of it then?
We gave something back to the public. And down locally, they definitely need that because there's a lot of... So Vikings happening get me. So we've given something back to Oakley.
Who are you in the spa with?
Just myself and Lisa in about 10 minutes. About to go for a run.
I got to meet Lisa.
What about her getting in the Hall of Fame for the Carlton?
Yeah,
you're like with her now.
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, mate. I'm going to be in the AFL Hall of Fame, Lee Matthews said. He's going to vote for me, put me in the arm next to Dunsell.
You're going to be in it?
The AFL is $700 million in marketing. Thanks to Wizard Cap.
Are you going to make the AFL $700 million?
That's what I made them in marketing over the last 45 years. So three cheers to Warwick and to a lesser extent, Phil. You're beauty.
Yeah.
What about congrats to Fox FM being number one because of me? And I'm also number one on the Spotify's with our T-Wiz podcast. I beat Alex Baldwin last week. So very happy with yourself.
Alex? Does he do a podcast?
Alex Baldwin.
I didn't know that.
I can't say it's spelled, but that's his name.
What's your podcast about, Wiz?
T-Wiz, so tune in every Friday, guys.
What do you talk about?
Our favourite subject, myself.
Of course. Warwick Capper, thanks for joining us here at the Fox. See you, mate.
Hey, guys. Best